again, guys, and welcome to another episode of OTR Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making us part of your day. Today, we're going to talk about the four universal rules of firearm safety and some open carry discussion. But before we do that, let's handle some house cleaning. Make sure you go to kellydefense.com and warhog.com. Sign up for our newsletters, interact with the page, check out all the articles and the information we have there. Check out our industry partners tab. There you can find some promo codes and some other savings. Also look at our training calendars. A new feature is the OTR training on demand. Now you go to both of our websites, Rick and I, you'll find the OTR training on demand button. Go ahead and press that. It'll take you directly to the streaming service. There you can stream, you can purchase and download training content. We're really happy that we are offering that out to everybody who listens and watches our show in the OTR universe. If you like what we're doing here at the OTR, you can always support us as well by going to patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. Again, patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. There you can interact with Rick and I with two monthly Zoom calls, interact with the community at the Patreon page. It's international. We have a blast, a lot of question and answer. Ask us whatever you want. We will discuss it. And you can interact, get early access to the shows, some behind the scenes stuff. Just a great, great community. We're really happy to be a part of it. And one last thing we want to highlight is the new show that Rick and I are doing once a week. It's a weekly video show and also is populated on our audio podcast. Rick and I, along with Dr. Jason Piccolo, federal law enforcement, military guy, and court TV fame. Just a fantastic show, a lot of positive feedback. So make sure you check it. It's usually at the beginning of the week, every week. It's a video show live. Go check it out. Romeo Charlie, interact, share, and like all these videos. So this is a busy part of the year for us. We have two kids that are still in college. One's going to the summer term. One's getting ready to finish his winter term, and he's going to be coming home. He's got some athletic stuff going on, but he'll be coming home soon. So a lot of moving, a lot of traveling back and forth to the schools. Plus, we have some other family, very happy family things going on. So Mama Kelly Defense and I have been traveling. And on several occasions, I'm not going to tell you what state it was, but on several occasions, I noticed a man carrying open carry, wearing jeans, t-shirt, got a firearm on his hip. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that anybody who wants to carry a firearm should be able to carry a firearm. If you want to carry it open, knock yourself out. I'm not a fan of it. I'm carrying a firearm for one thing in my daily routine. One thing. To defend myself, defend my family, and if need be, any innocent life. That's why I do it. That's it. It's not for discussion. It's not to get glances. It's certainly not to draw attention to myself. Totally defeats the purpose of what I'm trying to do. Why in the world would I want anybody to know if that's why I'm carrying a firearm? Because that's what you're going to say. Well, it's my constitutional right. I'm carrying it in case I need to defend myself. Buddy, you're the number one target. If anybody has any sense who wants to do ill intent to anyone around you, you, open carry guy, are the number one target. If they have any skill, any presence about them and how to carry something like that out, you are the number one. Just remember that. Who knows you're going to have standing next to you? That's all I'm going to say about it. The flip side of that is I don't want anybody to think that I have a firearm. Why would I do that? I don't have stickers on my car. I don't have stickers on my truck. No big warning sign that says, don't worry about the dog, worry about the gun-carrying American owner of the dog. Something like that. I don't want to bring any attention to myself. Because if there's any trouble, and I, especially if I have my family with me, hey man, my bad, and then I disengage if I can. I do everything I can to avoid. I'm not looking for a fight. I'm not looking to prove nothing. I'm looking to get my family and myself from point A to point B safely. That's it. So tell me what you think about that comment and my take on that. Open carry, I just don't see the usefulness in it. Yeah, it's your right, and you can do whatever you want. And I'm going to support you. But I'm just telling you, in my world, I don't want anybody to know that I'm carrying a firearm ever. Doesn't make any sense. Don't want to draw attention to yourself. You want to be able to disengage, and you don't want to be the person that they're most concerned about. Okay, guys, you hear people talk about it all the time. Well, I've been handling guns all my life. I know what I'm doing. Okay. Especially instructors. They don't talk about safety in any of their literature, beginning of their brief, what they're going to do for them. They don't talk about it. Well, you guys are all professionals. You guys are all, no. We cover at our training events, we cover all the basis of firearm safety, where the left and right is on the range, emergency procedures, where we're going to take somebody if they have a medical event. We cover all that. And if you have an instructor that is not, you might want to rethink them or ask them or her. Ask them. Very important. Number one, we always treat firearms as if they are loaded. Rick and I like to add a couple of things in there. We always treat firearms as if they are loaded, and we know what the condition is of our firearm. Is there a magazine in, but there's none in the chamber? Is there a magazine in, and there's one in the chamber? We need to know all those things. Not only to be safe, but if you have into the event that you have to put it into action, you always want to know what the condition of your firearm is. That's number one. Make sure you keep that in mind. It's a good tip. Number two, keep your finger off the trigger until you are on target, sights are aligned, and the decision to shoot has been made. Again, keep your finger off the trigger until you are on target, your sights are aligned, and the decision to shoot has been made. Pretty self-explanatory, right? And when I say keep your finger off the trigger, I mean keep it off the trigger, extended and up towards the slide. Number three, never point your firearm at anything that you're not willing to destroy. Never let that muzzle cover anyone. When I say cover, point, cover anyone or anything that you are not willing to destroy. That goes into your holster, out of the holster, into the case, out of the case. That includes your own body parts too, guys. I've seen people say that, and then immediately as they're coming in and out of the holster, their hands are moving and they're flagging their muzzle across their fingers or their hands or their arms, or they're crossing their legs as they're putting it in their holster, all kinds of stuff. Never point the muzzle at anything you are not willing to destroy. And number four, always know your target. What's in front of it, what's behind it, what's to the left and right of it. You are responsible for every round that leaves that firearm. Now, all these rules, they intersect with each other. If you notice, you keep your finger off the trigger until you're on target and your sights are aligned and the decision to fire has been made, right? Well, if you don't know what's in front of it, behind it, left or right of it, then you're not going to make that decision to shoot. See how they're all kind of intertwined? And if you don't know those four things in rule number four, what's in front of it, behind it, left or right of it, then you're probably not going to have the finger on the trigger. So if you're following all of these rules, all four of these basic universal firearm safety rules, if you're following all of those, the likelihood that you are going to unintentionally injure yourself or someone else or unintentionally discharge that firearm are very low. Tell me what you think about this episode, guys. Tell me what you think about open carry. You think I'm completely wrong? You think it's a tactical advantage to open carry and let everybody know that you have a firearm? Love to hear about it. Also, tell me what you think about the universal firearm safety rules. Go out there, practice them, pass them along. Make sure that if you're an instructor, you're holding your students accountable and you're reiterating that safety into your instruction. If you're smart, you're going to be safe. And if you're safe, you're going to be confident. And if you're going to be confident, you're going to be willing to train, go to other trainings that you haven't been to before, put yourself out there a little bit for the experience of learning more about your firearm. Don't forget to check out warhog.com and kellydefensescott.com, guys. Make sure that you go to OTR Training On Demand. We are super excited about that. If you go to both the websites, you click that button, take you right to the streaming service. You can stream or purchase and download the videos. Make sure you check out the new show, Reality Check, Romeo Charlie, Rick and I, and Dr. Jason Piccolo. And again, sign up for our newsletters at kellydefense.com and warhog.com. At the very least, guys, do us a favor. Share and like these audio and video shows. Don't forget, we're also on Vimeo, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Amazon Music, and Amazon Audible. Go out there and have a great day, guys.